We welcome Giles Beckford, who has had his eyes on the opening of the market this morning, of course, after the arrival or the awareness spreading of this Omicron variant of COVID. We know the Northern Hemisphere markets took a heck of a hit at the end of last week. New Zealand's just opened in the last hour. What did it look like, Giles?
We are down currently 1.4%. That's the biggest one-day loss so far since late March. It's taken the benchmark top 50 index down to a five-month low where we were in late June. It's a complete sea of red on the share market. There's one company that's actually managed a 1 or 2 cent gain, and there's one that's just holding steady. But the hardest hit, as you would expect, Air New Zealand down more than 4%, Auckland Airport close to 3% lower, Tourism Holdings, of course, the camper van company, it's down 3%, and Sky City Entertainment, the casino company, hotels and the like, it's down more than 3%. No surprises there. It's mirroring what we've seen in overseas markets. Remembering Wall Street came back from Thanksgiving holiday, bang, down between 2 and 2.5% for the main indices there. Europe was particularly hard hit because they traded before the US opened. The European markets were down largely 4% across the board. So everybody's running for the exits for the time being. This is a case of buying the rumour, or should we say selling the rumour, and they'll wait to see what the facts are in this case.
It's not as drastic as some of what we saw last year.
Oh, no. Last year, remembering, of course, that COVID-19, as it then was, because it was something completely new. Death tolls were large. Authorities, of course, we had no vaccines. They were struggling to get to grips with the pandemic, what to do, masks, social distancing, isolation, lockdowns and the like. This time round, we've been through it once. So vaccination rates obviously give a degree of immunity and protection. We don't know really what Omicron is really like, and they're suggesting we won't know for several weeks of the actual makeup of it. So this is just a natural investor reaction, which is you dump risky assets, of which shares are seen to be amongst them. Oil prices have slumped down 12% over the weekend. That's because the expectation is that if this is as serious as some people fear, then demand will be hit once again.
What will happen when those Northern Hemisphere markets open? You'd make a lot of money if you can answer that, actually. But obviously,
I wouldn't be sitting here, I'll tell you that.
Obviously, as you said, we've got to wait. And we know markets hate uncertainty, but there is also banked into this, as you said, a greater understanding of how this plays out. So is it going to be another bit of a bath in the Northern Hemisphere, given we learnt more over the weekend about how far this has spread?
Well, it's coming. I mean, when you're looking at Europe in particular, of course, a large swathe of European countries going back into lockdowns just as a precaution, perhaps. But you know, they're also been reporting just a surge in cases from Delta. So from that point of view, you'd have to suggest that European markets are going to be nervous, as will Asia. The Americans, I suspect that they too will be a touch nervous. So I think we're just in for a period of negativity of poor company prices. Now, remembering some of these markets have been looking a little bit on the frothy side anyway, so they'll be blowing some of that froth off. It's going to flow through into people heading for the safety of government bonds. I think the one thing to note is that last year when we were first hit with COVID-19, quite a few people panicked on their KiwiSaver accounts, right? And they said, goodness me, here I am in balanced or in growth, I need to go to conservative. And all they did, of course, was to lock in their losses when the markets rebounded, as the markets will inevitably do. We just don't know when that will be. Remembering, of course, that KiwiSaver changes also come into focus this coming, was it Wednesday or Thursday? December the 1st, there's a change to KiwiSaver rules. The default fund from then on will be a balanced fund, not a conservative fund. So we're in for some rough weather. volatile times. I think the best that can be said is don't panic, just stand on the sidelines and watch it wash through.
Well, as we were hearing from Gemma Geegan this morning, it is going to take time to completely understand all the various components of what this new variant means. Interesting, though, having Adrian Orr on last week, and you interviewed him as well after the second interest rate rise in 7 years. It goes to show perhaps why there wasn't a big radical 50 basis point shock to the market. He said during that interview, look, clearly we've set out where we're moving to over the next year. However, it depends on events.
I think you should note that when it comes to central bank policy, there's always a bit of an arm wrestle between financial markets who are trying to force the central bank's hand into one course or another. Yes, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand spelled out as far back as August that they were going to have a gradual approach. We just expect that to continue. It might be that if Omicron proves to be more virulent, more dangerous, and more economically damaging, that the Reserve Bank will slow down the pace of rate increases. But be sure, the Reserve Bank is on a steady path that's going to raise that cash rate.
Well, markets hate waiting, don't we all? But we're going to have to wait a while, I think, to get really clear answers on this. Thank you, Giles Beckford. What was the number again? Down
1.4%, although it may have changed in the last 30 seconds.
Okay, thanks, Giles.